Good morning. This morning's shiur is dedicated by Mr. David and Mrs. Malik and Mechel Malik in memory of their parents, Ephraim Tzvi ben Yechiel Michel HaKohen and Elka Bas Alter Chaim David, Rishon Shehav and Aliyah Vizchus, the Talmud Torah, the Rabbim. This morning's shiur really starts in Hilchos Muktzah and then spreads quite wide to discuss other issues that are not Muktzah, and then because of those other issues, it comes back to talk about Hilchos Muktzah again for a different reason, as you'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. The next Se'if in Shulchan Aruch that we're about to learn talks about hangers. A hanger. In the olden days, they didn't always have a hanger that you buy, five hangers for $3. They sometimes just used a piece of wood. And therefore, if you just use a piece of wood as a hanger, a little twig to lay your clothing on or to hang your shirt from, so is that a kli? Is it not a kli? Is it considered muktzah? Is it not considered muktzah? Is the fact that you hung your shirt on it make it into a kli? So from there, we're going to discuss what's going to be the halacha if the clothing is wet, because that's oftentimes when you want to hang something on Shabbos in the olden days. If it's regular, if it's dry, you're going to shlump it. If it's wet, you want to hang it. Oh, but if it's wet, are the clothing muktzah? And that's going to end up bringing us back to the halachas of wet clothing on Shabbos, which is going to bring us to the halachas of clothing in a dryer on Shabbos. And let us begin with a sugya, a one-line sugya in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis. Maseches Shabbos, you have some of these sugyas that the entire sugya from beginning to end are really one line. I mean, they're part of a big sugya of muktzah, but as the Gemara presents itself, it's just a one line from beginning to end. That's the entire, all there is in Shas that you need to see. Zach the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Amud Beis, source number one. Amar Rav Chista, Hai Kit Nisa. This Kit Nisa, Mishalfo Lidida Mikanya Shari. I assume Kit Nisa means a ketones, like a shirt. To take the shirt from the kanya, from the stick, that's mutter. Kanya mimena, but to remove the stick from inside that's inside the shirt and take the stick outside, take the stick out of the shirt, that's going to be aser. Says Rashi, Mishafal adidamikan, kisheshotchin osa lenagva, when you spread it out to dry it, tochvin kana mi beisyad beisyad, you insert a stick from sleeve to sleeve, which is exactly what we do. That's a hanger, right? This is exactly a hanger. Ukshenotla b'Shabbos, yishpalena min hakana v'lo hakana mimena. The way you should remove it is take the shirt off the stick and not vice versa. Don't take the stick out of the shirt, but take the shirt off the stick. Why? Because the stick is a stick, and the stick being a stick is muktzah, d'lo chazal til tulei. It's not mutet, it's not a ro'i to be moved, it's muktzah. Because what do you do with sticks? What are sticks for? D'lo hasaka kai. Sticks are used for firewood, and that's not a Shabbos sticker thing. And therefore, you have to take the shirt off the stick and not the stick out of the shirt. So what you see from this is if you use the stick, again, we'll talk about a hanger in the next two words of the Gemara, but if you use the stick, the fact that you hung a shirt on a stick did not give it a din kli. And it remains a stick that's omid lahasaka, that's just nothing more for, wow, this is real dedication. Rabo said, these two gentlemen left a bris and didn't eat at a bris.
You stuck out, you know, I thought you were still there.
And Mr. Brismiel, so they could come to the Shira Shreichem. Wow.
Okay, I had some eggs. I don't want to.
So. So, the halacha is apparently you see that just because you inserted a stick into a shirt, that doesn't make it a kli, it's still a stick and it's still muktzah, and therefore you have to take the shirt off the stick. However, concludes the Gemara Merava, v'im kli kiva'ihu, never heard of that word, mutter. Says Rashi, what's a kli kivai? Zakt Rashi, im kli kivai, kana shel orgim. It's a weaver's stick. To Torah's kli alav, then shari. So I don't know what a weaver's stick is, but I assume it's something like either a mannequin or a hanger, basically a hanger. So if you have a hanger, then of course hangers are not mukta. They have it in kli. They have a specified use, they're designated, and they have a certain shape they're shaped for a specific use, and they are designated for use, so that's a kli, and therefore you will be allowed to take the hanger outside of the shirt, as we always do. You could either remove the shirt from the hanger or the hanger from the shirt, either one. But if you use the stick, it would be the stick would remain aser. Now, that was the Gemara's background for what we're up to. We're up to Siftes Zayin, which is Siman Shinches Siftes Zayin. This is what we're up to, Baruch Hashem. We're moving along. We're already a third of the way through the Seif, and it's only 25 Shiurim. So another year and a half, we'll be done with this Siman, and then another, we only have another 400 Simanim to go, and we'll finish our Chaim.
At this rate, we'll...
Again, I told you, this year is the Chus V'Arichas Yamin. Chaluk, you have a shirt, Shekavsu Oso, that you laundered it, V'tafu B'Kano Liavsho, and the Shulchan Aruch says you inserted a stick to dry it out. Yachol lishamto, you could remove the shirt, you could pull off the shirt, me'al hakana, from the stick. Aval lo likach hakana mitocha, but you can't remove the stick from within it. That's going to be aser. Aser lefi she'eno kli. It doesn't have a din kli, and it's going to be muktzah. The fact that you hung a shirt on a stick doesn't make that stick into a hanger. The stick is still a stick. It's still muktzah machmas gufo, and therefore... It's muktzah machmas gufo, right? A stick would probably be muktzah machmas gufo, and therefore,
even if it's in your way,
you still can't move it. Okay, let's think about that for a second. Vim tachva continues the Shulchan Aruch in the next line. Vim tachva bo kli, however, if you inserted a hanger into your shirt, mutalit lo mitocha filu melachtul is. Even if the kli that you put in wasn't the hanger, it was a blow dryer. Right? You didn't have a hanger, you hung your shirt on a blow dryer. Blow dryer is a kli shemlachtul iser. You'd still be allowed to move not only the shirt off the blow dryer, but the blow dryer from inside the shirt, because the blow dryer is only a klisha malachtul iser, and it's in your way. You have to get it. I want to put my body inside this shirt, and there's a blow dryer there. I have to get the blow dryer out of my shirt, so I can pull that blow dryer out. And
I missed it because I came late. But if you use the stick for your shirt to do it in a certain way to dry it out, doesn't that make it not?
Doesn't that make it into a kli? That's a good question. Apparently, the Gemara holds not like you. That's the first line of the Gemara. The first line of the Gemara says that if you hang it on a stick, that will not make it into a kli. But if you inserted a kli into the shirt, what we call a hanger, that would be okay. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that just because you inserted a stick, perhaps the reason is that in order to turn something into a kli, using it once for one thing doesn't change it. In order to make a kli, you need hazmana, perhaps la'olam. If you would say, this stick is no longer a stick, it's now my hanger forevermore, maybe that would be enough. Maybe that wouldn't be enough. Maybe you didn't even have to do a ma'isa. You have a pet rock. You have a pet rock? What turns a rock into a pet rock? What turns a rock into a... what's it called?
Like a rock. It didn't do much. Yeah.
So if you buy it in the store as a pet rock, then it's a
so
pet
if you designate this rock as my pet rock, or this rock is my...
It's my throwing the cars rock.
This rock is my...
This is the rock that I throw the cars.
Right. Shabbos. If you're right, so if you're Mazmin, this Erev Shabbos, this is my rock to my Shabbos rock. So you're Mazmin at Erev Shabbos, and you designated La Olam Va that this is the rock that you're going to use. Tell me if you know anyone who does that. Then it's no longer going to be. Then maybe it'll be Miyuchad La Olam Va. That's the way you're Miyachad a rock or a stick. Excellent question. So that I think we mentioned about 3 months ago, that if you have a klisha malachtel iser and you have a klisha malachtel heter, and you could easily use that. No, yes, you should use the klisha. Yes, I think if you have an option to avoid using moving a klisha malachtel iser easily enough, and it's not out of your way, then it is better to
and not touch the muktzah.
Yes, if you have an option to just easily slip off the shirt from the blow dryer, it's probably better. But if it will be inconvenient, then you can. Yes, I believe that's the case. We had it like Agav a few months ago. Now, this that we've been speaking about is talking about the difference between the stick or the blow or a hanger or a blow dryer. Says the Mishnah Brura, which is number 3, Tachva Bokana. Now, the Mishnah Brura is going to bring us into a new world, and that's going to be forget about the hanger, the stick, or removing it. What about the clothing themselves that are wet or that are saturated with water? Yesterday, we had a speaker here at 5:45 who had to walk all the way from Herrick to speak here to the women for tea and Torah. And I looked out the window at about 5:35, wow. And it's a 15-minute walk from Herrick. So at 5:35, if you remember, there was a marble, a 10-minute marble, exactly while he was walking. So when he got to shul and his clothes were completely saturated, so if he had to change the clothes here and he'd be able to, you know, switch out to something else, would those clothes, would that jacket be mukta or not? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Number three. Tafa b'kana. When did you stick in this stick before into these clothes that we're handling? Hayna me'erev Shabbos. The Gam says the Mishnah Berurah. It must be that Myri we're dealing with shenesiabesh k'tzas mi'ba'od yom. It had to have dried a little bit on Friday while it was still afternoon. Dim haya, if it was completely saturated. Dim haya tofeach. If it was moist, amenas lahatpiach, so much so that it could even
make something else
moist, which is what we call fully saturated. B'ben hashmashos, osur letaltel hachalok. Look at the next two words. Kol hashabbos. If on Friday afternoon you have a beged, that's entire, a bathing suit, correct. You have a bathing suit. Or something fell into the water on Friday afternoon. When Shabbos comes in, it's completely saturated. It's mukta, even though it dries by Saturday morning, it's completely dry. Right, but what's interesting here is that it's a pair of pants. It's a sock. You're walking in your bare feet, and by mistake, you walked into a puddle. You're wearing shoes or slippers, and you walked into a puddle. Your socks are saturated. They're good Shabbos socks. Okay, you'll change them for Friday night. By Shabbos morning, they're totally dry. They're mamish mukta. They're mukta azevi, what kind of mukta are they going to be? What kind of mukta are they going to be? Is it going to be malach tel iser, or is it going to be like Eitz and Vavanim? Why is it going to be like Eitz and Vavanim? What makes you not be able to use them? The fact that they're wet, or the fact that it's usser to handle wet clothing because you might squeeze out?
You separated them from your... Why?
You don't wear wet clothing.
I separated the pen from my use because of... You're not allowed to write on Shabbos.
Right.
That's a cliche, malachta le iser. Right? So we have to figure out, why did you separate it? Is it that it's unusable, so it's like eitzim vavanim, and it's a mutzimach maskufo? And therefore, if you drop that sock in the middle of the living room, and your wife says, why are the socks here? You said, oh, they're wet. And she says, okay, well, don't leave the socks. We have the guests coming. What do you say to her?
You
can't. The socks have to stay there the whole Shabbos because moksamach mas gufo. Or do we say they're well, even for pikuach nefesh, I understand. But we said we pointed out, by the way, that even if it would be muktzah, even if it would be klisha malach tala iser, because you're not allowed to move it because you might squeeze it out. Even then, we said that doesn't qualify as makoma tzorach makoma, right? Just not liking something where it's positioned because it doesn't make you feel Shabbos dick, or it's embarrassing when the guests come, that's not enough to move it, machmas klisha malach tala iser. So either way, you're not going to be able to move that sock all Shabbos long.
The interesting thing about this is that it's something which is on its way, all by itself, becoming...
We're going to talk about that. So now let's take a little deviation. Let's move off the topic and get into the sugya of wet clothing. Let's move all the way out of Hilchas Mukta into the Shulchan Aruch source number four. Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Aleph, it's a very long simen. There's all the way at the end of the simen Sif Mem Hei. Simen Shin Aleph talks about a lot of different things, but not Mukta. Oh, actually, no, it's a different type of Mukta, I think.
Sorry.
I know, I think it's before Hilchas Mukta. Misha Nashu Kelev Amayim. If you get your sock saturated in water, you walk in a puddle, so you're allowed to continue walking with your wet clothing. Holich Bahem. I don't know, maybe socks are different, but if you get drenched on Shabbos, totally drenched, you're allowed to continue walking in your wet clothes.
What should you do? Take your clothes off?
Well, if you're wearing a jacket, yes. I have a t-shirt, tzitzis, shirt, and a jacket on top.
So what's better, to hold it and walk with it, or just take it off? What's your option here?
Leave it somewhere. So I don't know. Leave it somewhere. Okay, it's mutter, so that we don't have to figure out. Velo yishtachem lenagvam, but of course you're not allowed to spread it out to dry. It's wet, right? Especially a suit jacket. If you shlump it up, you're not allowed to hang it out to dry. Because what will people assume? They think that you washed your suit jacket. We don't wash suit jackets, but shloyach shadush, kafsa b'shabbos. If you hang it out to dry, let's at least talk about on the clothesline. If you hang it on the clothesline, then people are going to think you did the laundry on Shabbos morning. chas v'shalom. So you're not allowed to hang it on the clothesline. Va'afil b'chadri chadorim. You're going to hang it in your bathroom, in the shower, above the tub, shein shamrom, even there it's aser. Wow. Because we know that Maris Ayin is also Afilu. Chadri Chador. Remember, this is Shulchan Aruch talking. Wow, I don't know if I knew this. It's good, I'm reading it with you. Below Asu.
The degree of wet was
Tefech HaManas Lahat Piach.
Which isn't all that much.
Yeah, yeah, if you were in the downpour yesterday, your jacket was Tefech HaManas Lahat Piach. Yes.
And therefore,
you're not allowed to hang it up in the bathtub.
You're allowed to wear it.
You're allowed to continue wearing it. When you get home, you could take it off and
put it on a hanger?
Throw it on the floor in the tub.
Could you put it on a hanger in the shul?
Okay, I hear that. You could hang it over a chair.
If you put it on a hanger in the shul, the people are going to think that. I mean, is that?
No, that's not a clothes. I know everyone.
You're putting it somewhere, right?
Nobody does that anymore. Therefore, it wouldn't be a Maris Ayin fit anymore.
I don't know.
I mean,
if your wife has a delicate blouse or a delicate dress.
Yes.
Who has a line? I know one has a line.
But nobody puts over the top.
If you have delicates sometimes you do. Okay. Velo asru, but keep in mind, this iser of hanging wet clothing is only if you actually do the maisa tliya, the actual hanging. Velo asru, right after the kesamfav. Velo, I'm in the middle of the source number four. Velo asru, el shatachon b'shabbos. Only to hang it on Shabbos itself. Avalim shatach me'erev Shabbos, ken l'mechubasim. But if you had a thing that came out of the wash, it's wet, and you want it to dry, and you hang it up 5 minutes before you come to mincha, then you could leave it hanging. That's not called Maris Ayin. So it's not like, oh, Shabbos is going to be Maris Ayin, people thank you. No, because the maisa of hanging it is where the Maris Ayin, the Isser Maris Ayin, is chal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in source number 5, Al Kain, when we talk about this issue of not hanging wet clothing, even in the bathroom where no one sees, because of Maris Ayin, aluntis, if you have a towel, shemeviyo be'erev Shabbos k'shu lachmi beis hamrech, as you come back from the mikveh, and you're carrying with you a wet towel, yishtechem, make sure you hang it up, l'nagva, to dry, mibal yomal, still Friday. V'lo yom tenad achar shkia. Let's say you dive by the chasidim, and you don't have to go to mincha till later. So shkia, it's already, you have to make sure you take care of your Shabbos, take the things before shkia, you have to hang it up before shkia. Let's say you want this towel tomorrow, or you want these things that came out of the laundry, the washing machine, I should say. You're going to want to wear them tomorrow. There's a pair of there's an undershirt there. There's a pair of socks that are going to match the suit you're going to wear tomorrow. So you want to hang it and use it for tomorrow. Is that okay? Yes, im hutzarach lo lamachal tzar Shabbos yesh lahatcha l'shatcha b'bein hashmashas. Oh, you could even maybe makel and hang it during bein hashmashas.
Yeah, but it should be muktzah bein hashmashas. It should be
muktzah. Achshe yizar shelo yischetam. Just be careful not to be sochit.
How can you do that?
Bein hashmashas.
So why is it right? So isn't this miga this ketzai? We're going to talk about that shortly.
We're going to talk about Shabbos.
No, I don't think Tzar Shabbos will give you a heter. No, that's just a heter while we're allowing it. It's a gzera d'rabban on shemiyas chetenu that we're suffek made. What? Right, so since it's only a concern, we don't want to handle it. But the Migadis Kitzai, if it was real Muktzah of Migadis Kitzai wouldn't be taken off the Tzara Shabbos.
Okay, but since it's only a Zera.
So therefore, it never. Okay, it's going to. We'll see more. Sif Memvav says the Shulchan Aruch, again, we're back to the Shulchan Aruch, source number 6. Begadim Hashruyim B'mayim. If you have clothes that were, again, soaked, also Nagim Samach L'esh. You have a radiator. I remember in Washington Heights, we had, in my apartment in Washington Heights, we had a radiator, and that radiator, mamish could get
hot.
Mamish hot. From our apartment building, it could get, during the winter, it could get, the radiator could be, certainly if you touch it, it could burn it. Yeah. We used to sleep with our windows open all winter long. Sometimes the air conditioner on all winter long. We didn't have to pay for heating because it's part of the building, but air conditioning we had to pay. So it was.
And you already have radiator in the bathrooms, to hang it, right,
clothes. Oh yeah, you have a hanger, a heater to hang. All right.
Yeah.
So to hang it on that would be Osir, of course. Why? Because that would be Bishul, right? If you hang a wet clothing on a radiator, that's cooking, literally cooking, because the radiator could be Yad Seledus was much less than people think. My body heat is how much? 98.6. What's the, where does Yad Seledus Bo or possible Yad Seledus Bo begin? Ramosha says once it's 106, it already might be Yad Seledus Bo, the Rav Shlomo Zalman, very low. Once it's 106, it might almost be Yad Seledus Bo. We're already in the realm of avoid it. We're not sure. We're not, if until there's a range of doubt between 106 and 160. 106 is 8 degrees more than me.
Yeah, than you. 106, you'd be in the hospital. You wouldn't be.
Right, but if I touch something that's 106, you wouldn't even burn it, and not in a. If you touch a warm radiator, that could be 120. So that could already be, what's it called? That could already be Bishel. That's what I'm trying to say. If you bring liquid to Yad Seledus Bo, that could be Bishel. That's why you can't put it Samach Leish. Says Rama, and this is the main point. But the on Shabbos, these wet clothing, also letaltalam, although we said you're allowed to continue wearing them, but on Shabbos, also letaltalam, to handle them is also Shema Yavah L'day Shechita. Some Gzeret Rabbanon, you might come to Shechita. But who shemak pit al memav? That's only if you care about the water, I guess, which doesn't really happen. Of course, you're not supposed to walk on Shabbos in a place where you could slip into water, so that I guess you shouldn't be running on a dock on Shabbos because you might come to soak your clothes and come to Shechita. Fine. Okay.
You should walk in a puddle.
Okay. Samach Leish, says the Mishnah Berurah, top of page 2. Source number 7. He makes our point about not putting something in a radiator. You can't put the clothing on an oven where it's Yad Seledus Bo. People fall in this area. Because we have radiators, furnaces in the olden days. You put them on a furnace to warm them up. To dry them. What about if you have, if you know that your radiator, you have central air. And during the winter, you have forced air, central air, some other heating system in your house. That doesn't get Yad Seledus Bo. But it is warm, and maybe there's even air blowing out. So it'll definitely dry your clothes. So are you allowed to put the clothes in close proximity or on that system that you have to dry it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's Malkush, or maybe it's the edge of your heat, the edge of your heaters, then you will be allowed to mutal nagvan. Shalo yarnicham, as long as you don't spread them out as though they're hanging, because that's going to be the, a different iser that it looks like you're drying. You did a laundry on Shabbos. Va'asal tatlam. What is this iser of handling saturated clothing? Davka kishen nashru b'mayim merubim. That's only if they soaked in a lot of water. If you just walk through a normal rain and you come home and your jacket, yes, it's wet, but it's lo chashin shiyav l'day schita. Fine. Okay. Let's look. Let's skip to the Shulchan Aruch in Source 10. I want to get to the bottom of this story regarding if I have wet clothing on Friday afternoon, the prohibition or the permissibility of being able to handle those wet clothing or even wear those wet clothing if they dry off by Shabbos morning. Okay, so again, you had socks, you did a laundry right before Shabbos, you came, you're traveling, you got home Friday at 5, you threw in the laundry, you said, okay, my socks won't be great for tonight, but I'll have good nice socks for tomorrow, and what are you going to do about those socks? They're wet when Shabbos comes in because you use those socks. So we have the highest level of muktzah, which we never, I have avoided speaking about it in the past 25 shiurim, called grogros v'tzimukim. Grogros v'tzimukim is the paradigm of hilchas muktzah. Muktzah literally means it's set aside mentally. What's the greatest mental setting aside that you could do? I have grapes. And I have figs, and I want to dry them on my roof. The way it works with drying grapes is that when they're raw, they're delicious, and when they're raisins, they're delicious. But the middle 2 weeks, they're inedible. I put them up on my roof, and they're inedible. A week into the lying on my roof, when Friday comes in, they're inedible. So, of course, they're muktzah. Now, what happens if there's a lot of sun Shabbos morning, and by Shabbos afternoon, a week and a half in, they become fully raisined and they're completely edible. So that's going to be, since when Shabbos came in, you were completely maktzeh your das from them. You said, I'm not going to have these, so that's going to be muktzeh. And of course, even if it becomes ro'i on Shabbos, certainly if it doesn't become ro'i on Shabbos, it's totally awesome because you completely separate your mind from ever using them. But even if it ends up becoming ro'i to yes use on Shabbos, it's still going to be awesome to reuse even after they do become edible because of fine. Now with that in mind, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, who introduces us this concept of grogos etzimukim. These grapes that you, and dates and figs that you put up on your roof to dry. But the chazuv lo chazuv, on Friday afternoon, they're almost edible. Like if you were starving on a desert island, you would eat them. But they're not really, you know, sun-made raisins couldn't sell it, you know, successfully. Some people would eat it, some people wouldn't eat it. Oh, so then it depends. It's going to be a little bit more specific. If when Friday said, you know what, I might use these on Shabbos. So what did that intent do that you had on Friday afternoon saying to yourself, I might want to use these? You already said, took away the haktzah, the separation from your mind, and you made them yes available to your mind. The azmene is the opposite of maktzah. So therefore, nafikle, they left the Torah's muktzah, v'ilo. But if you are a mazman, then there's still this half-half, you know, normal people wouldn't really eat them under normal circumstances, then it doesn't become permitted. Hold on. Let's say they are not edible, and you said, I want to use them. That's meaningless. It's an inedible item. Hazman alav milsa. Yeah, hazman alav milsa. Yeah, what's your question?
What happens if it's valid and you're ready tomorrow? Let's say it's a two-week process.
And the second week.
So what I'm saying there, my question, Shabbos, like about the coat. Because my socks, I know beforehand right. They're going to be dry tomorrow. Right.
Let's look at the next source. Actually, it's not going to be the same thing. It might be the next source. It's not exact, but it might apply. Says the Mishnah Berurah in source 11. Kasu haposkin. Ema sayam rina disket soli ben hashmashas. When do we say that since it was off limits when Shabbos comes in, then even if it becomes ready on Shabbos, it's still mukta because migu disket soli ben hashmashas disket soli chula yoma. When do we say that? Dafka dvarim. Look at the next three words. Shegomro bidei. Excuse me. Gomro bidei shamayim. What do those three words mean? It means you can't control when they will become ready. It's out of your hands. It is a process, a heavenly process that is not in your hands. Whenever it happens, it happens. It's not up to you. You can't make it happen any faster. That's when we say migdis ketzai. Kagon grogros. Deinig marm elai dechom hachama. They only ripen through the sun's warmth. And maybe what might happen, v'shema yihyeh yom, this might answer your question, Rabbi Kanner, v'shema yihyeh yom anan b'shabbos. Maybe it will be a cloudy day, and you're not going to have the drying of the sun. V'asaf daitim anayo, and therefore, you're not going to be able to end up using them. However, aval davash nigmar bidei adam, something that is nigmar bidei adam. What do those words mean? Nigmar bidei adam means that it is within the right when Shabbos comes in, it's muktza, but it's within the human capacity to make it yes usable. It's in my control, or maybe I live in sunny Los Angeles, where it's during August, where it's sunny 29 out of 30 days, and there's no such thing as a cloudy day, and it's always sunny, it's always hot. So maybe that would be called Gomro Bidei Adam. You're in control. Not that you could change anything, but it's definite that it's going to become ready. You can, either not you do it, but the world around it, the environment, will definitely make it ready. I think that will be your answer. Kagon Tumarim Shenazan Aleim Mayim. For example, you put water on dates, and that makes them soak up and turn into mead, right? Mead. After mevada inroim ben hashmashes, even though if you would pour the water, make pickles, right? You pour the pickling solution onto a cucumber right before Shabbos. So when Shabbos comes in, these pickles aren't really edible. The water is not really pickle juice. But by shalshudis, maybe, again, it probably takes longer, but by shalshudis, maybe it would be okay. So, ben hashemashes, they're not ra'i. Lo ha'tmar v'lo ha'mayim. Lo kol tu tam tmar. The water didn't absorb the flavor from the dates, didn't turn into mead, and sh'yuru l'shtia v'gam ha'tmarim l'eis ata lo chazyan. Nothing's ready right now during ben hashemashes. However, since you know that you are in the control of this process, your pickling solution will impact your mead making activities will make it ready, so you're not misiach das al yom haShabbos sheimuktzim achmaseh, because the habiyadul hashosin ad lamachar sheyakal to tamat tomorrow. Then it would become ready. So with this in mind, if you're in a process, if you set something up in a process, then you can make sure that it would be ready. Then migadis katsai will not set in. When do we say migadis katsai? If something is not in your control, won't definitely become mutter. But if you know when Shabbos comes in, that it will definitely become mutter in the middle of Shabbos, and it's in your control to do, then maybe it never had the migadis katsai. Once Itaka becomes mutter, you'll be able to use it. With that in mind, we're going
to
finish up. I know we have to finish up. We're going to go through three tiny one-line tshuvas of Moshe Feinstein that all talk about this shaila of laundry, dryers, washing machines, Friday afternoon. Okay? Halach l'maisa. Begadim. What?
12.
Number 12. The bottom of page 2. Igris Moshe Arachai Chilakei Simen Chav Beis. paragraph Chafav. I believe that this is in his long list of questions that was asked to him by Rabbi Bodner, who put it in his Muktzah book, the art school English Muktzah book, presented to Ramosha a list of like 30 questions, short questions, but obviously for somebody holding in Hilchas Muktzah, just like one-liners. Very specific scenarios. Ramosha, what do you say? So look at his question. You have clothing that are fully wet. They're moist enough that you can moisten something else, so it's fully wet. Be'er Shabbos. Utvalan tlan al chevel kvisa. And you hung them on a?
Clothesline.
Look at how he spelled clothesline.
Clothesline.
Yeah. Not clothes line. Clothesline. Clothesline. Liavshav basis. So you hung it on a clothesline to hang it. Imutal horita b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to take it down on Shabbos? If, when did you do it? You did it in a way that you hung up a sock on Friday afternoon, and a sock, a normal sock, would be ready by Shabbos morning. It's just a sock. It's not like a big, heavy, multi-layered item. Kishabashas tliyas habagad, you're really siyabish b'Shabbos. Oh, this is very no good. Sometimes you go to a hotel. You go to a hotel, you don't have so many clothes with you. And Taka, one of the things that you wanted to wear got wet. So what do? You hang it in that, they have that little clothesline in the shower sometimes. Even a hotel that has those? Tension line, right? That you hang it in the shower. And it's going to be ready on Shabbos. Could you wear this on Shabbos? Says the Ramosha. In b'shas tliyas habegon be'er Shabbos, hoyu b'ru'uyim b'vadi ligmar hayibush b'shabbos, right? Rabbi Kanner? Hevelay? That makes it, even though it's not your active involvement, but it's the environment that's doing it, but since it's definitely going to happen, kit! Gomro bidei adam, it says, though you are in control of this, v'lai v'lai mukta, and therefore, once it dries, it's going to be mutter to use. Achein, however, im hayilu b'bayis begadim retuvim, v'lo tlan l'siyabish. Let's say you come back from the pool on Friday afternoon in the hotel, and you have you wore your socks in the pool, you forgot to take off your socks. And you jumped in, and you left your socks, on the floor next to the shower, before you jumped into the shower. You didn't hang them on a clothesline. You didn't think about it. Even though they will end up drying on Shabbos over the course of the natural process on Shabbos itself. Wow, incredible. If you take a sock and you hang it up to dry, you prepare it, that means your intent is to use it. When it dries, it will be mutter. If you didn't hang your sock, you left your socks on the floor and they happen to dry, you hear this in Tana? If you leave wet socks, you come back from the pool on Friday afternoon, you leave your socks on the floor in a pile and they're wet because you jumped into the pool with your socks on. Even though they'll be dry by Shabbos morning, those socks are muktza because clothing that's saturated with water is muktza because you might squeeze it out. You're not allowed to squeeze it out. Why can't you squeeze out things on Shabbos? What's the imalach of squeezing out on Shabbos? Schita. You know what schita is?
Squeezing
is part of borer or dash.
Squeezing liquid.
Okay, let's look at one or two more applications. Next case, says Ramosha, in the same simon at the end of this simon, begadim shenishar b'machanas hayibush. You left clothing in the dryer. This happens all the time. You leave clothing in the dryer on Friday afternoon during Ben Hashmashas. Even better. Are they moksa? So on Shabbos, let's think for a second. Let's assume there's no electricity. When the dryer's off, taking opening the door, there's no electricity. What about the door? The door is at worst a klisha malachtul iser that's in your way. If you have a klisha malachtul iser that's in your way, that's definitely muktzah l'tzarech makomo. So there's no question of opening up the dryer. What about the clothing that were wet when Shabbos came in? Ah, says Moshe, also l'hachnis begadim l'machonu b'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to set up a dryer on Friday afternoon because a totally different sugya, because of a rechayim. The Gemara says you're not allowed to have a mill run on Shabbos because it's so loud, people think you're working on Shabbos. So if you have a dryer running on Shabbos, people will think you're doing laundry on Shabbos. So you can't even do it on Friday. Dinam de heavenly muktzah. If you set it up so that it should dry on Shabbos, he calls this muktzah. Interesting.
It's not like putting up your chant.
Uh-huh. So he says, right, it's not like putting up your chant because this makes noise. That's the difference. Yeah. Now, besides noise, by the way, when you look outside of a house, you have a pipe that goes to the outside. There's that steam. Yeah. So if you set it up on Friday afternoon, right before you run to Mincha, you're having steam coming out. So is that like Rechayim? There's no sound. Usually Rechayim, the problem is it's a big noise. Everyone hears the mill grinding. You're right. Maybe it's right. I hear that.
Shmas Kol is the same point. You hear it and think it's good.
I hear it. You're right. But he's saying you don't have the right to make up new Gzeira. The Gzeira is Hashmas Kol, which is true. Okay. But he's going to clarify this point in the next Sif. Says the Moshe, Begadim shenish aru b'shabes mechonis yivosh kvisa. If you have a clothes in the, I guess you have clothing in the dryer. Are they muktzah v'hine? Begad. Let's assume v'hine begadim shenish aru b'chavana b'mechonis hayivosh mutul hotziyam mishal Shabbos. Yes, if there is clothing that's left in the dryer, you can take it out. It's mutul to take it on Shabbos. However, v'im shkacham, but if you forgot that they were there, aser. Why? Look at this. Because if you intentionally left the clothing in the dryer, I'm not sure what's that. Dikashihishi bechavana, when you left them there intentionally, yeshlan ulitlos, we could assume bistama deloya bedaitala asran, eladaito leantim yitztarach yikachasan lavshan. If you know that they're there, right, it's not like the cleaning lady did the laundry. You have no idea where things are. You did the laundry and you left it there Friday and whatever, you knew it was there and you knew it was there and you wanted to do it before Shabbos so that if you need it on Shabbos, you'll take it on Shabbos. But if you had no idea, the cleaning lady did it, you had no idea, then it will be muktzah because it was, you know, put away and not to use for Shabbos. Vim yomar, shema shelo lakham hayom yishum yitiyasu shelo yitzarech lem. If the reason why you didn't take them is because you put it in the wash and you purposely didn't take it out because you didn't want to use them on Shabbos, then it will be muktzah. So how are we coming out? How are we coming out? We're coming out that wet clothing is muktzah. If you have wet clothing that are definitely going to dry and you hung them up to dry, they will be mutter in the middle of Shabbos because that's like gomro bidei adam. If it's in the dryer before Shabbos and it's dry and you wanted to use them, or you think you might use them, that will definitely be mutter to open up the dryer on Shabbos. If you left them drying in the drying process on Shabbos, that Ramosha doesn't like using a dryer, even if you put it in before Shabbos, he doesn't like the dryer working. Now, we could argue, if you have a silent dryer, I believe I have a silent, I think I saw, the word says the word silent on it.
It's very quiet.
So if you have these silent dryers, then maybe the whole Isser of Rechaim, if you have buckles, it goes clank. If you have undershirts, it doesn't go clank. So if you can't hear it outside the room, that might be okay. Okay, so we should be zocha to be shomer halacha. I wish you all a wonderful July. Be'ez Hashem will continue. Be'elina there in August. I'll be away for the next few weeks.